first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast. We are started. It's an absolute farce, but we've started. Show number 93. Has anyone got a stat for 93?
Yeah, first time in 26 years United won the title.
Was he really? I thought it was
1993.
Wasn't it 93, 94 season?
No, 92, 93.
That was Fergie time, wasn't it?
Hang on. Stuart Hoare just said something.
Go on, Stuart, what did you say? Sorry, mate.
QPR finished top London club as well.
Did they hit 93?
Yeah.
Well done.
Really? Sorry, yeah. I just got excited.
So behind Norwich.
Is that Super Les Ferdinand days?
Yeah, also the year that England and France both failed to qualify for USA 94. Also, on the 27th of April 1973...
What does that have to do with anything?
93, 73?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Come on. Hang on.
No, I think this was 93, but I'm going to have to check. Because I've got 93, but I've written down 73.
That reminds me of 1973.
The Zambian Air Disaster.
That was 93.
Which we talked about briefly on the show last week. And as it was his fitting in for 93, I think a little bit more about it. Flight carrying a team to World Cup qualifying Senegal, ditched in the Atlantic Ocean in Gabon as well.
Yeah,
which is why we've mentioned it recently.
Yep.
Everyone on board, 30 people on board, they all died, including 18 Zambia players.
Yeah.
And then last year, 2012, they played the African Nations.
It was the first time they've been back
in Gabon. But did you know this? It was literally 300 metres from the site where the plane went down, where they played the game.
Really? You're joking.
Because Zambia were tipped to qualify for the World Cup that year, and that was the year, of course, Nigeria broke big.
Bang on, the African teams.
That's why it was so sentimental last year, wasn't it?
So they played Ivory Coast, drew 0-0, 1-8-7 on penalties, and we were full of it because we were laughing at the Ivory Coast penalties and drop them, have you? It was a few hundred metres from the original crash site, inland from the crash site. Didn't know that at the time, but unbelievable. And also, the president of the Zambian FA's Kalusha Bwala. Happy with that, Sean?
I'm happy with that, yeah.
Good. He was captain in 1993, and the only reason he wasn't on the flight was because he was playing in Holland for PSV.
He was making his own way out
to Senegal, so all of his teammates died, and obviously he would have done as well, and he's now the president of the Zambian FA. So he was there with the trophy and early last year. Very fitting as well.
Definitely.
So it's a negative from 1993.
People are going to wonder who just said the word fitting.
Should we go around the table? We've got Dan Silver.
Hello.
We've got Stuart Hoare.
Afternoon.
It's the second and only time you'll hear from him today. Sean Miller is with us. Mike Coxon.
Hello.
And John Day, who's making his second appearance as a pubcast panel.
Afternoon. Second cup.
Yeah. Solid performance in his.
It was more of a sales pitch for the first one because you were getting people.
It was still pretty funny.
John is the man behind Mirror Fantasy Football. We've got about 50 people in there.
Awesome effort, guys.
Yeah.
Awesome effort.
But we'll come into that later because Sean's going to go on that. Right, fellas, we've had some football.
We've had loads of football.
A lot.
It's been happening, hasn't it?
It tends to. It is back. Have you got a bit more enthusiastic about it yet, mate?
Me?
Talking at you, Dan, yeah.
No, not really.
Really? Not at all?
Not really.
Well, given the way Spurs died,
I think that's a bit of a sweeping statement, to be honest, James.
Can I just point out, yes, that around this hour, I'm not sure you support John, sorry.
Leeds.
Oh, Leeds didn't do too badly.
People meeting each other for the first time.
Of the previous podcasters, Jerome included, only one of our teams won at the weekend, the rest lost.
Yeah, well that's what I want to talk about the weekend, to be honest. Yeah, no, it's true. We've got Spurs.
Did you see that, Steve?
Leeds lost last night, so it's
Leeds
fine.
Leeds lost last night.
It's fine.
Because Leeds, they got a decent result. Good 1-0 win. Right, let's talk about QPR first, Stu.
What happened there, then?
What did happen there, mate?
Yeah.
What absolutely did happen?
Tell you
there?
What happened. You signed Rob Green.
11 Stuart Hoare on the pitch.
Rob Green's not a great goalkeeper.
Nice,
maybe only 10.
Yeah.
You haven't even seen Stuart play, have you?
Yeah, don't need to.
That
is the
talk about rum and salt into the wound. Come on.
I'm gonna go down the results quickly.
Stuart.
Arsenal drew 0-0 with Sunderland. I think we all thought Sunderland would let a couple of goals in there. Yeah. You did not think Sunderland were going to win. The only result I might have called would have been 0-0, just for the fact that you could see it happening with Van Persie leaving, that they might have trouble scoring.
They've signed two strikers.
Second shot.
Good debut for Cazorla, played well.
Heath played well. Podolski had a half chance, which they made more of on the TV.
He really had a full chance.
Very good chance on his right foot, though.
Great movement.
Yeah, and he's massively left footed. I think he'll be all right. And he quite rightly came out and said, look, Van Persie didn't start off all guns blazing, so he just wants to.
And it took him seven seasons.
Yeah, exactly. And he only had one season. So he asked the public to give him a bit of time, so I think they'll be all right. Fulham 5, Norwich 0. Norwich do not like going to Fulham. I remember they needed to go to Fulham and to stay up. 6-0. Was it 6-0 or was it
six
more than
nil,
that?
6-0.
6-0 at half time as well or something.
Last their season. That was a horrible day.
And they still didn't finish bottom.
No.
Who did?
Southampton.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. They were playing Man United the last day, weren't they?
Yeah. So Roy Keane famously clapped the fans sarcastically.
Ouch.
He really didn't like many people, Roy Keane. It's easier to list the people he liked, and that's Triggs the dog and Roy Keane. So
Norwich lost 5-0, but they're not bottom of the league.
No.
On alphabetical order.
QPR
0 Swansea 5. You didn't go, did you, Stu? No, I know people who did go. I had a lot of QPR fans texting me. They were very confident, as you were this season as well. It's one game, and you lost at home to Bolton last season. You got dipped by Bolton 4-0.
They said nailed on to get relegated. QPR, you scoffed. You scoffed at me.
To be fair, it's all right because QPR have now gone to their feeder club, Tottenham, and got a centre half. So,
yeah. I think this is it.
And Carvalho.
Breaking news today. We're recording this Wednesday as usual. Carvalho agreed a season-long loan, although not confirmed yet.
Not personal terms or anything like that.
No.
But he'll go, won't he?
And Dawson, happy with Dawson.
Yeah, you should be fucking excited.
Dawson and Cavalli at the back.
They're also linked with replacing Rob Green already with Arthur Burridge.
A very Catholic man.
Yeah, incredibly Catholic.
Yeah, he's on his way apparently.
To be fair though, there is. Wow. I mean, Dawson's a wonderful player. I'm absolutely devastated.
But I don't really understand.
There's a lot of talk about problems with injuries for Dawson.
There is, but I mean,
what's his name? A contract for 2 years.
Bradley King.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is. I mean, there's no pace in that centre back pairing of Carvalho and Dawson, is there? For QPR. But
it's all right. They've got Fabio at left back to run around like headless chicken.
I don't. No idea what's going on because it makes no sense with 2 days before AVB saying announcing that he's going to be the captain.
Very strange. That's not like VS Bowes to be inconsistent.
But this is what I'm worried about. This is what I'm worried about. The fact that that's not gone. VS Bowes thought he was going to be his captain. And then Levy's turned around and gone, well, I can get 9 mil for Dawson. Yeah, the good business. He's gone.
Is 9 million, though,
is that how it's worked?
It's 5.5 million.
But how old's Dawson?
So he's not got much resale value either, has he? You're getting so many players.
Yeah, centre-half, you'd say, is probably at the peak of their powers at about 28, 29.
Exactly, I think
it's supposed to be 5 million rising to 9 on appearances.
Yeah.
So expect him to stop playing for the end of the season.
But no, it will be 9, because apart from last season, Dawson's pretty much been a solid rock for Spurs over the last 8 years.
Is Dawson going to want to make that move as well?
First team football. Guaranteed first team football, because at the moment he's definitely behind... Vertonghen, Kabul, and supposedly Kolka.
I can't believe Kabul's ahead of him.
How can you? Oh, mate. Kabul, I'm sorry. That's where he is one of the best players. I'll put him up one of the best players
in the world.
He'll be one of the best centre backs in the Premier League this season, guaranteed. Kabul. He was magnificent. No, he was on the bench. I don't really know why. No, it was Gallas. It was bizarre. No, I don't understand it at all.
You're after him as well. Maybe you're putting him in a shop window.
Maybe.
You're after him.
All right, let's move on quickly, fellas. Reading 1, Stoke 1. Reading saved with a last-minute penalty by Lafondre, who was playing for League 2 Rotherham this time last season.
I've got it. Ian Hart didn't take it.
Nearly scored a free kick as well, though, just after that.
I've got him in my fantasy team.
No, okay. Do you know, I hate people that say that.
Yeah, right?
Me too. That's why I never do fantasy football teams. Yeah. Fantasy football was 10 years ago, anyway. Who'd still... Oh, sorry, John. West Brom 3, Liverpool 0.
Fantastic.
Just to quickly go back, did anyone see Federici's the Stokes goal, basically?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard about it. I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, the howler. Absolute howler.
Literally went through him.
Yeah.
Terrible.
What do you think about keepers letting the ball go right through them? Sure.
Wow. Rob Green's done similar things, isn't he?
This was worse than Rob Green's, though, so yeah.
I think so. West Brom 3, Liverpool 0. You must have enjoyed that, mate. As our resident United fan.
On Saturday, following it on an iPhone with... Another fellow wedding goer. It's too hard to explain the relationships.
Wedding crasher.
The groom or something, I'm not sure, who's a Liverpool fan, and just disbelief. I mean, Liverpool's circus normally kicks in about October when someone from League Two's knocked him out of the Carling Cup.
Yeah,
this year,
Brendan Rodgers out.
Well, the fact that he left Carroll on the bench and the fact
but he's going to be leaving Carroll on the bench. Carroll's been told
but
he's
to bring
benched.
On Slow Cole, I mean,
well, I didn't even see it.
It's just, it's unbelievable. And I was
West Brom could have scored more. I know,
well, they missed that penalty dreadfully. I've seen very few worse penalties since I saw Davis.
Yeah, I was going to say until the day after. Yeah. The thing is, with the Liverpool, they're quite rightly they're saying right, they could have been two up before West Brom did score. But after that, they looked to run right. And I tell you, it did look good. The Chelsea lads,
Lukaku.
Luka, what
get
him
a run of games. I think he could do some damage
this season. Yeah.
Good move for both West Brom and the player.
It's nice for Steve Clark, who was obviously Kenny Dalglish's assistant at Liverpool.
Yes, he didn't get treated that well either, did he? But he's one of the managers that we earmarked as saying he's going to have a tough old time. But I mean, he started quite well.
Well, the other one I was thinking was Michael Laudrup.
Yeah.
Well,
it's some signings that have just come out of the woodwork. Suddenly, Michael Laudrup's the best manager going because he's signed a couple of players that no one had heard of.
He's player of the year, isn't he, Michu?
Yeah, so they just stop it now and he's done. He's absolutely done. But the finish for his he scored twice, didn't he?
Yeah.
The finish for his second was absolutely.
15 goals from midfield in the league last season.
They picked him up for what? How much did they pick him up? 2 million.
What
a bargain
so far, anyway.
I like that. Someone telling you how to pronounce something. West Ham 1, Aston Villa 0. It didn't look like a great game, to be honest. Did it?
Had that written all over.
West Ham and Aston Villa.
I'm curious how Aston Villa reserves did.
Yeah, probably better. They need to spend some money.
Apparently Villa played very well. They just they had a lot of possession. They were creating chances. They just didn't win.
Yeah, I think West Ham will do that this season. I think West Ham will just grind out home wins.
That's
against
not
the
like
likes of
Sam
Villa.
Allardyce. No, I think they'll be high scoring, high tempo games.
But free flowing football.
If you're Sam Allardyce, I was thinking about this the other day.
Oh wait, is he walking past?
He's not with us today. He's got Harry Redknapp waiting in the wings, and he's got Paolo Di Canio.
I don't think West Ham would have Harry Redknapp back.
I think they would.
I think on a bad blood against it.
It doesn't matter about the fans. You've got the Barrow boys there who are like, oh yeah, we could be dangerous. They put him in.
Mind you, saying that Portsmouth fans wouldn't have had him back, and he won the FA Cup. So.
I don't think they'll have him back now. He won in the FA Cup, but also killed their club.
Yeah.
And then Paolo Di Canio as well. He's a West Ham manager in waiting. At some point, if he continues to do well,
100%.
He won't even have to continue to do well. Just keeps him in League One. I think he'll be a West Ham manager at some point. So Allardyce is just like, even if he finishes top half, he's probably still going to be out of a job if they have a bad start to next season.
Yeah.
But by the by, Newcastle 2, Tottenham 1. Did you watch it, Dan?
It was the only game of football. No, I'll tell a lie. One of two. Yeah, I did.
Question to everyone. The first goal from Demba Ba.
Yeah.
Great goal or poor positioning from the keeper? Because it was a decent strike.
It was a lovely hit.
No, it was a good goal. It was a good goal.
Okay, so you give the goal.
Definitely
take it. I think the keeper obviously could have done better, but you can say that about most goals.
On balance, to whip it like that.
Yeah, how can you say the keeper could have done better? He's bent it out of his reach into the top corner.
I think he was a bit flat-footed, and that's just... I'm not saying it was a terrible gaffe or anything. I'm just saying, you can say that about most goals.
My first reaction was, what's the keeper doing there? Like, he should have at least got...
He didn't get anywhere
near it. No, but that's my...
Who was it? Casey Keller in goal? Was it
Ian Walker?
Hans Sagers.
Eric Torsven.
Hans Sagers.
I met Eric Torsven's daughter the other day.
She fit.
Fucking gorgeous.
Scandinavian or London accent?
No, Norwegian. Yeah, London accent. She's a DJ and she's anyway. Really fit.
I like that.
I
met her and my mate Pierre went, do you know that her dad used to be a footballer, like goalkeeper or something? What's the surname? Went Torsven. Went fuck off. Eric Torsven. I was like, I fancy him more now.
Who's that? I've got this sticker of him from 1993, this one
1993, 94. Espen Barton's a banker as well, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's a banker.
Yeah, he is.
In the
and
city.
And Gudni
somewhere.
Bergson's a lawyer, as we spoke about previously. He got attacked when he was defending some woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Good news, bad news.
But Google it. Charlotte Torsfeld, fit.
Okay. Defoe got the goal. Did he get the goal? It sort of tapped him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's doing a bit.
I mean, we should have been a couple of goals up, hit the woodwork twice beforehand, and we're playing good football.
Well,
we were.
AVB said he's going to keep faith in Jermaine Defoe, so expect him to pitch up at QPR any game.
Yeah. No, I am.
Brings me on to a question that I'm going to put to all of you. If you're the Spurs manager now, AVB, he's going to have a bit of money to spend. They need a striker desperately. Who'd you go for? Adebayor is still rumoured.
No,
he's signed.
Okay,
no,
that's done.
£5 million, which is quite nice.
Yeah, but they're paying that in wages a month.
Man City are paying something ridiculous as well. 100K. Bonuses.
Yeah. No, they're paying him like about 100K a week.
Spurs are paying 80.
90, sorry. Yeah,
we're offering 95.
Financial break in a contract.
So that gives you. So everyone's been talking about Spurs have only got Jermaine Defoe. Are they just discounting De Santos completely, or is he not?
He's not a striker, he's a midfielder.
Yeah. Or a winger. Okay.
How has he never really got a chance at Spurs? Because he does so well every international tournament. Did well at the last World Cup.
Did well at the Copa America.
Did well at the CONCACAF Gold Cup.
I would say he's too lightweight for the Premier League, and I hate people that normally say that. Yeah. But I think he genuinely is too lightweight for the Premier League.
He looked good in the Championship, which is, if anything, more of a rough and ready.
Was it Ipswich? Was he at Lona?
Played really well for them.
You say that. Look at Tourette. He was amazing in the Championship, Premier League. He never.
And to be fair, Paul Gill can just get players going, can't he? He's just one of those managers.
Well,
but there's a lot of speculation at the moment. I mean, there's loads of
They still need another striker. They've got Adebayor now to fight.
They're talking about Willian and Demel.
Although Willian's not a striker, is he?
Well, he's more of a deep line player as well, isn't he?
To play off Adebayor.
19 goals, 129 games.
Leandro Di Marno has been spoken about for about 12 years, hasn't he? He's about 33 now.
I would quite like... I quite like Defoe to get a nice little run in because he didn't have a run at all really last season.
No, I agree.
And his scoring ratio was still fantastic.
But I hate him as a lone striker. He's just not. Yeah, bear in mind you've got Bale and Lennon on wings to get past people, cross the ball in to a 4'7" striker.
So we want Llorente, man.
Well, you need someone up. You need someone up there with him.
That's a great shout.
He does need someone with him.
Defoe deserves a bit of luck as well. He went home before the Euro started because his dad died, was it? And then is it his nephew or niece dedicated his England goal into the?
He's still my favourite subject. One of my favourite jokes ever, which I must give credit to one of my.
I love it. I know what you're going to say.
It's Jermaine Defoe goes into a bar and goes up to a girl and says, "All right, give me your number." And she goes, "Oh, you're a little forward." Here all week. Try the.
So, looking ahead at the fixtures this weekend, has anyone got any standout fixtures? The one that screamed out to me. Norwich home to QPR, both teams that have lost 5-0.
That's a relegation 6-pointer if I ever saw one. Yeah.
It's got 0-0 written all over it.
What were those defences?
5-5.
It's going to be interesting to see how they both react to that. Chris Hughton's obviously first game at
home.
We'll
have a whole new back four by the sounds of it.
Well, yeah, possibly. That also means that they've never played together, mate. Yeah. Which is a flip side as well. Although
that
probably
never goes badly, though.
Yeah. On Saturday, it looked like your team had never played together either, to be fair.
Just jumping in. A little bit. We've gone on results. We haven't done a performance of the week.
No, we'll come back to that because we've only done the Premier League so far.
I'm going to throw it straight.
Go on, who's your performance of the week?
Marouin Fellaini.
Okay,
Bloody hell. That was, to be fair, I was in a bar in Edinburgh watching that in the background of some food, and just every time I looked round to watch it, he was just absolutely terrorising.
I actually feel bad because if you think back a year, United's first game of the season against West Brom, we won, but David De Gea looked ridiculously out of his depth.
He did play very well.
He played fantastically on Monday. But Marouin Fellaini, man of the match all day long. It was disappointing.
He was an animal.
If he didn't have an afro, do you reckon he'd be at a top 3-4 club?
Yes.
Ferguson would never sign him with that afro. He'd just think, nice.
He paid him a lot of praise, didn't he, afterwards, and Everton
What did he say?
He said they kicked it long.
He's a big, gangly lad, and they just lumped it up to him.
I heard him say that the crowds influenced the ref as well, which is quite ironic.
We don't do that at Old Trafford. We're more polite. But no, it's a shame. You can make excuses all day. We did have 4 defenders out, we did have a right winger at right back.
Carrick marking him for the corner.
Well, because you leave Jelovic free, and Jelovic scored a couple of goals against us from set pieces.
Mike, what's your thinking behind Valencia at right back? Was that just because
Rafael's back from the Olympics?
Okay, but Valencia's in the team.
He did a couple of times when there were injuries. The thing is, Rafael, he's just back from the Olympics, and he played for Brazil in America.
What does that mean? He's back from the Olympics. Surely he's match fit.
Yeah, but he also played for Brazil in America on Thursday, so he's jet-lagged.
Yeah, well, that's my point.
No, he's been given the number 2 shirt this season, so there's clearly some faith in him at right back.
I just think
it's not to sell shirts, is it?
If Chris Smalling and Phil Jones are fit, then you're playing one of those. You're not playing Rafael.
Well, I don't know, actually. I would personally have Smalling as our first choice right back if he was fit.
I'm sure Valencia had 4 or 5 man of the match performances at right back last year.
No, he played very well there. He can fill in there, just like Carrick can fill in at centre half. No, but not against Marouin Fellaini. No.
Also, Vidic looks like he looks like he's lost loads of weight and loads of.
He's got a lot more spelt.
But I don't think that's a good thing. He
was still domineering though. He wasn't exactly overcome at the match.
Sorry, I like the fact Dan had to be the explain. The
a
word
Jewish
spelt.
Term. Is that a Jewish term?
No, it's a term for being skinny but toned.
It sounds Jewish.
Well,
who cares? He was, yeah. But I think he lost a little bit. I think he lost a little bit. I think he was an absolute beast.
Anyone who's been out for 9 months is going to lost a bit.
Yeah, he would be sitting in the gym just pumping.
Yeah, exactly. Usually they come at like Adi Akinboy. Do you remember when he came back?
Yeah.
Rubbish at football, but
like just came back,
absolutely ripped. So the two games we haven't talked about: Wigan, Chelsea. Hazard show, apparently.
Great.
He didn't score.
No, apparently for the first 10 minutes he played very well, and then for the rest of the first half he was all right. In the second half he made a few mistakes. But
interesting that he started the centre backs pairing of
that annoys me.
Luiz and Terry rather than Cahill on the bench. Very strange.
I
did that last year though, didn't I?
Cahill and Terry are much more solid defensive partnership.
Oh, but David Luiz has got to be there for the comedy club.
Yeah. Well, this is it. You're a Spurs fan. You're happy that he's starting.
If you don't play David Luiz at centre half, he's just going to be off trying to kill Bart Simpson. So.
And he's just going to be sat on Twitter calling everyone geezers.
Yeah, exactly.
Good day, geezers.
And then the other game was Man City 3, Southampton 2. Very good game, but I actually muted the commentary. Did anyone watch this and listen to the commentary?
I didn't. But was Niall Quinn commentating?
No, it was. It was just horrible. It was this constant of, this is why it's the best league in the world.
Oh.
They said it about 30 times in the second half.
It was
Gary Neville. I don't care if it is. Okay, but just shut up and let someone watch the football without you bubbling on. It was ridiculous. I got so, as you can probably tell, I'm still pissed off about it
now. A little
bit,
yeah.
The amount of times they said it was just ridiculous. Like, someone had a shot, oh, that's why it's the best league in the world. Shut the fuck up and commentate on the fucking game, you retard. Someone else say something.
So, yeah, I quite enjoyed it because it proved that it's the best league in the world.
Fuck off.
No, I do like the fact, my favourite thing about promoted teams is the amount of players you get who look like they should be working in trades. Because Ricky Lambert looks like he's flicking through the front of the Star. In the back of a van on a Wednesday morning, smoking a mile line.
Great finish, though.
Brilliant finish.
Fat English strikers.
Proper footballers.
And he wouldn't be smoking a Marlboro.
Surprised he was on the bench, to be fair.
He'd be smoking a Rothmans.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. But Southampton are linked with some really good players at the moment as well, aren't they? And sending some serious money.
Gaston Fernandez.
Liverpool Spurs have been linked with him.
I like his quote when he heard of their interest. He's like, it's fantastic. They're offering me so much money.
I grew up loving Gordon Watson, so I want to follow in his footsteps.
Right, has anyone got a performance or player or team of the week?
Mine was going to be Michael Laudrup, but I think we've covered that quite
That's fine.
Consistently,
we'll
I mean, everyone, myself included, was tipping him to be one of the managers that struggled. He's got a bit of a checkered history in managerial jobs outside Denmark, but no, 5-0 win, you can't really argue. Sorry, Stu.
Only one game, though.
And obviously, the point that's been made quite a lot is Bolton beat QPR 4-0 at Loftus Road, first game of last season. Bolton went down, QPR didn't.
Pretty sure Stave said he'd be the first manager to go as well last week.
Yeah. I still think he will. I still think it will, but who have they got?
He's
going to
get poached by Chelsea.
West Ham at home in the early game on Saturday. So
they're losing to Scott Sinclair as well, aren't they? It looks like he's going to go to
Mentor. They did miss him.
Well, have you seen his missus?
His missus.
Oh, God, really?
Helen Flanagan.
She's an absolute dick, isn't she?
Who is she thinking about?
Rosie Webber.
She's not Rosie, she's the old one. Is she Rosie?
The one with the massive bang.
She's not Sally. It's Scott Sinclair bonking Sally Webster.
Michael Lavelle.
But yeah, she's telling him to hurry up and get through because Swansea's really boring. she wants to move to Manchester because Swansea's boring.
So is that Rosie Flanagan?
I don't know. It's the one with the bangers.
Mate, she's
the one with
that
always
tidy.
Has her bangers out. She's got an ugly face though.
Mate,
she's not tidy.
If we're talking about the same girl, she ain't ugly.
No, she's just got good bangers.
She's just good looking.
She's not exactly classy, is the point we're making.
This is a highbrow.
Performance.
Swansea. Never won at Loftus Road before the weekend.
Didn't know that.
I did.
So, okay, you're taking Swansea, as the team. Sean?
Moving back on to teams that haven't played together, I was going to go with Portsmouth. I mean, I know they didn't win.
Got a draw at home to Bournemouth.
Yep.
And then last night they drew 2-2 at Barnsley.
Colchester.
Yeah, the last minute goal from Jordan Obita.
On loan at Gills last season.
Was he?
Yeah, he's a loan signing from Reading. He looked all right, left winger.
It was his first touch for him, and he'd only met the team about an hour beforehand.
I saw an interesting point about Portsmouth that somebody said on another football website on their letters page.
There's other football websites other than www.footballpodcast.com.
That'll actually bring me on to a nice point in a minute. But Portsmouth, they've had a lot of financial hardship and they've signed all these players, but they've also signed
likes of Isael McLeod.
Who was courted by every League One, every League Two clubs were after him.
United backer. They're not exactly signing just quickly as well. Players.
Well, yeah, but they're on 30-day contracts, aren't they?
30-day contracts.
And Isael McLeod has basically already been told by Nottingham Forest, if they go under, we'll have you.
Apparently. Thing is, that could be a very easy way to get around some financial restrictions, because they're not exactly signing players who've done well in the conference. They're signing established league players.
Well, yeah. Sean's got them. You got them as your team of the week. They're going to need those points as well, because when they come out of administration,
what, you get points for being Sean's team of the week?
Yeah. No, they're going to need the points that they've already gained.
Yeah, I've got a list of the players they've signed. These are on
Hamid Jalali.
Kieran Jalali, ex-Palace trainee, most recently at AFC Wimbledon.
Yeah,
not really doing much there. Mustafa Ndombaya. Right back from Doncaster.
At least he'll be getting a lot of money for shirt names.
Exactly, took that as their plan. We had on loan last season, looked really good. John Harley, who I'm sure you all remember.
Yes, yeah. He was at Watford, wasn't he?
Chelsea.
Watford, most recently.
Burnley.
He was, wasn't he?
Burnley.
Yeah. Brian Howard, most recently at Reading, who's going to be their captain. Izzy McLeod, who obviously, as I said, storming season in Barnet last year.
Top scorer in League Two.
Lee Williamson from Sheffield United. Simon Eastwood, I've no idea who he is, but he's a keeper. Jack Compton, midfielder from.
Sean, you're wasting 3 minutes just list of players. They've signed some players.
Yeah. My favourite though is Liam Walker, Gibraltar international.
Good.
Yeah. Well, international.
Is he a defender? He's a rock at the back.
Interesting. Right. As an aside, Gibraltar are about to join UEFA once he goes through the Copa arbitration.
Is it actually going to happen? Spain have been fighting it for ages.
Spain
haven't
aren't going to do anything about it. But you know who's
because they start pitching all their
defense
best players.
Please tell me Iniesta's from Gibraltar.
You know who's going to play in defence? Danny Higginbottom. His uncle is the manager and from Gibraltar. Apparently, somehow his family allows him to qualify. So Danny Higginbottom, Gibraltar captain. You heard it here first.
I like that.
Brilliant.
Mike, we've had yours. John, performance, player or team?
West Brom, I think.
Yeah?
3-0 against Liverpool.
It's not a bad shout, actually. I think with the big results in the Premier League on Saturday, that sort of got overlooked a little bit.
Steve West Brom, absolutely steamrolled. New manager.
They look good. Could have been forward the penalty as well. I'm going to go down to the Championship for mine. Blackpool. Losing playoff finalists obviously to West Ham. They went away at Millwall. I think Millwall will struggle this season, but it's still a hard place to go and get a result. Ince's boy, is it Thomas Ince?
Tom Ince, Jesus.
Yeah. Who could be a massive player this season in the Championship. He scored twice, they won 2-0. And then last night they beat your lot Leeds. They were 1-0 down as well, weren't they? Yeah. Leeds went 1-0 up and they ended up getting a 2-1 win. So
don't talk about.
Okay, fair enough. Other games of note down in that league on Saturday, Palace 2, Watford 3. You were there and it was one of those games there. Where 2-1 up, 88 minutes.
No,
they brought in this boy that they've got, a Czech boy, Vidra, Matej Vidra, who they signed on loan from Udinese.
Well, this is it, because I only found out at the weekend when I saw these players that I've never seen. They've got a deal, they're part of
the same family,
Udinese, and
the same family who own Udinese in Granada in Spain.
Granada, Spanish team.
Not Granada in the northwest.
No.
Or the service stations.
Yeah. No, Granada in La Liga, the first one.
Yeah. And they've signed about 8 or 9. About 8 or 9 players, and 3 or 4 of them are coming through. Yeah. But a couple of them are supposed to be really decent players as well.
Two of them got.
The one that scored one of the goals against your lot.
Two of them got the second and third goals. The other one was scored by Martin Taylor.
Slightly different.
They're definitely a work in progress, Watford, but the players they've signed do look like they've got a lot of class.
I've got some of them here. Steve Leo Bellec. I love the fact his first name's Steve and then it's Leo Bellec.
Right.
He's a Cameroonian, age 19. Daniel Pudil, is he one of the ones that scored?
No.
Czech Republic, 26.
He's, Abdi.
This is the sort of player, though.
Abdi Olman.
Huh?
Abdi Olman.
Yeah, that's right.
Pudil, he's won the Czech and Belgian leagues in recent years and he played in the Champions League for Genk in 2011. So last year, he's capped 22 times as well by Czech Republic.
Yep.
And he's shipped up on loan at Watford.
Can't be a bad signing at all.
That. And
this
obviously
doesn't
got
sound dodgy at all.
No,
exactly.
Like they lost last night, didn't they?
This is not going to blow up in Watford's face at all at any point.
Yeah, exactly.
I was speaking with my mate who was a Watford fan who came with me to the game, and he's worried because in recent years they've had a lot of good youth players coming through.
Exactly. I would be pissed off about that as well.
Exactly.
Like Mariappa, and who's the guy who went to Bolton, was in the squad for
Saw
Sawdell as well.
Lloyd Doyle.
Not quite a youngster, Stuart.
Scoring hero.
Thank you very much for that. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Obviously, they got done last night in the last minute by Chopra, so they had it sort of swings and roundabouts.
It's football.
Yeah.
Big game as well. The Friday night game this week is Bolton versus Nottingham Forest. That'll be quite an interesting one because they're both going to be on there. Kevin Davies getting his first goal in the league as well. Moving on, League One. Anyone got anything to note of League One?
Crew, we're doing all right.
Well, my tip for the league would have been Preston under Graham Wesley. They drew 0-0 at home to Colchester, and then last night they lost at Shrewsbury. Probably not this season, but we'll see. Bournemouth had a decent start, two draws, and they've got Preston at home on Saturday. So that's my game to watch there. Preston need to win or Wesley will be out. He's had all pre-season. Remember we talked about him a few times last season?
It's a shame because the players clearly quite like him, don't they, with his texts at 3 in the morning.
Well, I think he's now got his own team in, which is the big thing. So to only get 1 point from those first two games. Well, it probably is a bit of a cult. Tranmere and Doncaster blazing the trail there as well with their two games. League 2?
Anyone
want to
talk about League 2?
No,
moving on.
No, let's not move on.
AFC Wimbledon getting beat 6-2 last night. That was a turn up for the books. We've spoken about it. Can we leave it now? Team.
Let's talk about Gillingham, first of all, quickly. Right. We were top of the league until Oxford got a last-minute winner last night.
Come on,
now second, so Alan out. But no, it's been a very good start. The game that I would pick out for this weekend is Northampton at home to Southend. Southend were one of the big tips. You've got Southend, mate. They've lost their first two games. They lost at home to Accrington 1-0.
Joking.
And then last night they went to Oxford and lost 2-0. Now, Accrington at home is a bad result. Oxford, I think they'll be up there, Oxford. But they are playing Northampton. And Northampton drew at Rochdale, good result. And they beat Rotherham last night, who were tipped for massive, massive
favourites. Probably because are they not playing... Our mate.
But look, I think he went, didn't he? He was on loan. He went on trial at a Premier League team. I don't know if they signed him.
Did he?
Find out from your mate. Yeah, they let him go on trial, but I think they just sent him back and said, "No, he's shit."
Probably.
He's a nutter.
Yeah, but he is a good player. Like, I don't like him, and the reason I don't like him is because I'm an opposition fan, and he was quite good. Well, he got sent off against us. He wasn't too good. But
I'll find out about that.
Yeah, if you could, mate, that'd be good. And a little tip of the hat as well to Accrington in League Two. As I said, they beat Southend away 1-0, and then last night they beat Port Vale at home 2-0 as well. So they're third in the league on goal difference, but 6 points out of six for them as well. All very early days, but obviously as a Gillingham fan, I'm buzzing at the moment.
Well, I think the first couple of games of the season tend to be a perfect indicator of how the rest of the season's going to pan out.
Swansea
for the title.
Yeah.
Closely followed by... not QPR, sorry. They lost to 5-0 relegation. Right, the deals that have gone through since we last spoke. RVP to Man United. Didn't get much press time, so we'll leave that there. Barn to Marseille. Stu, what's happening with that?
Whatever you do, don't call him Joey.
Well, Joey, don't call me Joey Barton.
Yeah.
Even though his Twitter account is at Joey7Barton.
And
his website is joeybarton.com.
But you've seen what he's done, haven't he? It's all a wind up. And I'm almost tempted to put on a Joey Barton ban on the podcast. It's because he's just such a muppet.
I'm surprised he hasn't asked to just be referred to as Barton so he can be like Morrissey.
Yeah, exactly.
Or BR7.
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 Good old
G8.
So the Marseille thing, the English FA are now trying to make out that he can't play for Marseille, he's got to be banned from their games as well.
Well, how
are you
is that
bothered
possible?
At the moment about it at
we
all?
We can't play for us. Fuck.
Fair point.
Do you want him to play for you there?
I'd be quite happy if he came back.
Centre half, ideally.
Yeah, just put him in defence, it'll work.
I'd like him to come back, but I think it's gone a bit too long now. It'll probably be off than that really last this year.
Song to Barcelona.
I was pretty chuffed about it last week. I'm more chuffed about it now.
Yeah. I was delighted actually because I was reading the latest issue of 442 magazine, a small fanzine that Simon Head actually appears in this month.
Is he?
Just going to mention, giving his opinion on how Gilles are going to do for the next season.
Oh, good old Simon.
Second year in a row.
But you know, they got his website wrong. They said he wrote for a different website. Well,
I actually texted him on Friday when I saw it, and he said, they got my website wrong. They've gone to some website that no one goes to. My immediate reaction was to look and see if it was Football Podcast.
But, was it?
It wasn't, no, thank God.
Unfortunate.
They didn't bother. They wouldn't know that. But
what was your point, Mike?
There was a tweet, by Arsene Wenger that they... we're reprinting saying it's been a great pre-season so far, a couple of wins under belts, and we've sold nobody to Barcelona yet. And it was just as Alex
pre-printed, brilliant. But they questioned his attitude, didn't they?
I'm just going to say that Wenger came out and said he's done this, this, and this, and you could tell he didn't want to be it. And then Son came out and had a few little digs at Arsenal as well. To be fair, didn't he?
Yeah, I think all the stuff that was actually said about Song came from like an anonymous backroom source, and Wenger just said, "Oh, there's sort of more to it."
Yeah, Wenger said he won't release.
Exactly.
He does that quite a lot when he sells players and like lets players go. So his book will be quite interesting if it ever does come out.
Yeah, when it turns out that it's all because They wanted to win things, so they left.
You know what I mean?
They wanted to win things, so they left.
300 pages, opened the first page, I saw nothing. That's it. And yeah. just blank text after
black
that.
Pages.
Couple of interesting ones that I saw. A player called Rodri is at Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah. Has anyone seen this? Yeah, he scored last
night. He's called Rodri, but he's not Welsh.
Yeah. Rodrigo.
Oh, can't be.
Brian Giggs is already sniffing round his missus.
Rodrigo Rios Lozano. 22, former Spanish under 21 player, so he's got a bit of pedigree. Yep. Season long loan at Sheffield Wednesday, scored in his debut last night. And as you say, we say Barcelona, he was at Barcelona B, but last season, 35 appearances, 8 goals. Yeah. How Sheffield Wednesday pitched that with him, I do not know.
I don't really know.
But
I don't know,
can't think of the link at all.
No,
got to be in it to win it.
Some decent agent. One other thing I saw, West Ham.
Thanks,
complete random slogan. West Ham United released Ravel Morrison.
Have they?
Yes. can someone look into this?
Yeah.
I saw it on Sky Sports News. It said Morrison released, and it might be.
What,
yeah.
From Belmarsh?
Yeah, probably. but I think they might have done it, and if they have, it's a football podcast scoop, I'd say, because I haven't seen anything about it. Yeah, try and bring it up on the phone. One other thing as well, Neil Warnock.
Yeah.
Last season he called Elhadj for Sewer Rat, was it, or the season before?
He didn't actually call him a sewer rat.
No, he did.
He said, I was going to call him a sewer rat, but that might insult the sewer rats.
Okay. Yeah. He's now a Leeds player, John.
He is indeed, yeah.
Happy with that? Because the Leeds fans aren't. He came on and got absolutely pelted, didn't he, when he came on as a sub?
Really?
Yeah, he got booed.
That was in the cup game, wasn't it? On Carling the Saturday
cup, yeah.
He came on
on Saturday and everyone was alright with him. Dead alright.
Yeah.
Professional
and who said football fans were fickle?
Yeah.
No, exactly.
If he gets us out of the league, if he helps get do that.
Exactly.
Then.
Yeah.
And the wrong one, but the wrong way. But it's on non-contract terms at the moment. So we're not
Okay, that makes sense as well.
Just an update. Ravel Morrison's apparently gone on loan to Birmingham.
So he's not been released.
He's been
at Birmingham for a while. Well, this season. But like.
Yeah.
For a while. It's only 2 weeks old, John.
Well. 2 weeks old.
What are you Thanks, John. That even
it's
mean?
A long time in football.
You can come again.
John, everyone. Elhadj, non-contract term. Spurs could get him in as a forward.
Oh, brilliant.
Shamak?
Oh, no. Do you know what? I was in Edinburgh for 4 days, and like I was saying to you boys, it's like a little bubble up there. You don't really know what's going on. And when I got back yesterday evening, I did a little flick through Twitter and everything like that. And some of that, but as soon as that said Marin Shamak, I was like,
Although, to be fair, when Shamak came over, he was one of the hottest properties in Europe.
Well, he scored something like 10 goals.
And then Van Persie came back from injury, and then he did fuck all. So if Arsenal, I'd chuck him back in. But
he's got no confidence.
No,
yeah, I'd rather sign Bentner. He's still around. I think Bender and Spurs would do a great job.
Cheers, mate.
Berbatov, have him back.
For £3 million, I would.
Yeah.
For £3 million, I'd take Berbatov.
I think he's not going anywhere in the Premier League for £3 million. He'll go abroad for £3 million.
But that is an unbelievable fall from grace, isn't it? £30 million down to £3 million.
Well, it's not a fall from grace for him. He's done nothing wrong, really, has he? If you look at his scoring record or whatever, yeah. But, right, one last thing from me.
LA Galaxy should shine him, sorry.
Oh, really?
Well, no, they should. Get the old band back together, Robbie Keane.
Or PSG, imagine Ibrahimovic and Berbatov up front together.
Two of the laziest bastards on this planet.
Can't buy a win, PSG. Still haven't won this season.
What are they going to do? I've Homer Simpson at centre-half as well, just to make it an even lazier team.
Yeah, Christ. But yeah, they still haven't won a game this season in the French League.
That's a shame.
No, well, PSG? Don't know, actually. Yeah. Outrageous. Right, last week we were talking about Kay because the draw had just been made for the League Cup and Gillingham were pitted against Herr Middlesbrough. It's next Tuesday and we had a little Twitter conversation. Basically, this is what's happening. If Gillingham beat Middlesbrough, she's got to swim with sharks. If Middlesbrough beat Gillingham, me and Simon Head have got to hold up a sign saying we suck.
You and Simon Head have got to make out for 3 minutes. Bloody hell.
Something like that, yeah. So
that's
personally,
not quite a like-for-like kind of bet.
She called it. Actually,
she's obviously confident.
What happened was, I said she listened to the show and she said Simon Head in leather as a slave. No thanks. I'd rather swim in a shark bucket.
Right.
And that translated to swim with sharks.
Shark bucket.
Stuart, do you want to explain the shark buckets?
Well, no, because I've never ever received them.
He's still bitter. Kay, if you're listening this week, he's still a bitter man about that. We went to where was it? Wickham away, I think, last season. We're drinking shark buckets. I don't even know how that came on to...
Just some kind of drink, is it?
Yeah, it's not very nice, but there we go. We'll see what happens here. Right, open it
Part
out.
Part of me really, really does want Barra to win because I think it's going to be a lot easier to get you holding up a sign that says Jill sucks than it is to get Kay swimming in some of the sharks.
But. It's probably quite expensive.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm not funding it. I make no bones about that. right, I'll open it out. Naughty boys? Anyone got any naughty boys?
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Go on, then.
I think the main one that we all know about has got to be Andre Santos.
Yeah.
High speed Gran Turismo car chase.
Gran Turismo?
Yeah, or Grand Theft Auto, either way.
Yeah, it's Maserati Gran Turismo. Yeah, he was chased by police
at
130 miles an hour.
To the training ground.
He was chased for 130 miles an hour. No, Sean, that's a measurement of speed.
I thought it just took him 130 miles and they chased him for an hour.
Did he know the police were behind him or what? Sure, right, why did he just not stop?
Supposedly he was speeding and then saw
just
the
go faster,
film.
I don't want to get fined.
Thought he'd try out
running. If you break the speed of light, that means that it doesn't count anymore. So.
Fair play.
He wasn't in a DeLorean,
though. First 3 points of the season for Arsenal as well,
Sorry, mate?
First 3 points of the season for Arsenal
as well. Good.
You're quick, Jim.
Sorry, Stuart said something that was longer than two words. I had to process it. Stuart also emailed me this week and said Rooney told Robin van Persie that he'd never have turned down Juventus like he did. After all, how could Rooney possibly turn down the old lady? I'm taking it you didn't make that up, Stu.
Of course.
No, you got that from some other website, so we're probably completely live.
On the subject of United, we've seen we're going to make one more sign for them in the transfer window for a new kit man. Did you see the debut?
You're not having ours, he takes our team talks.
Did you see the debut of Anderson for United on Monday?
No.
They misspelt his name on the back, so instead of Anderson, it was Anderson. It's not the first time it's happened at United, either. In the last 15
Beckham,
years, we've had Beckham, we've had Solskjaer, we've had Shahay instead of O'Shea with the apostrophe, and we've had Thomas Zuschak. Thomas Zuschak.
Nice.
So,
how do they get this wrong?
It was in a cup final as well.
It was in the Charity Shield.
So, we're having the Man United kit man as a naughty boy as well. We'll chuck him in.
He can be a naughty boy. Yeah. Also, the Sunderland one because it was James McLean instead of James McLean.
Terrible. One thing I've just remembered as well.
Not quite the same as speeding, but.
did anyone see the best bit of showboating from the weekend's football?
Oh, yeah.
No, told really good.
Taylor. Adam Federici.
No, Taylor at Newcastle.
Taylor.
Against Spurs. Did you not see when
Ball
was going out. Ball was going out for a corner.
Yeah.
Stopped the ball and thought, right, I could clear this. No, actually, just crouched down and just nodded
back to the keeper.
And Cole's face was like, what? You what? Oh, yeah, well played.
He loved it.
Yeah,
he was getting down, he was like,
what are you doing? What are you doing? Then he just pumped and he just picked up and he went, yeah.
Nice.
And you're right, his reaction was like, yeah, I love that. Love that.
Talking about quality. Boys and that game, surely Alan Pardew.
I love the fact.
Boy,
very clever the way the way he came out and just basically said, "Yeah, it was all a little bit of fun." I say sorry. You know, you still pushed him.
You are going to get done for it.
Not
quite Lewis Al.
He's like, I couldn't see down the line or something, so I had to get round him and like push him out of the way.
Apart from the fact that you saw him look down the line, didn't give it, and then pushed him.
I think the ball was out. To be fair to him, but
you couldn't really tell from the replays. But
I think it was out as well. But yeah.
Right, any more?
Well, RealMadrid.com. You seen this?
No.
I think it was last night.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, RealMadrid.com, wherever it is, set up a Luka Modric profile on their site before they'd actually signed him. They managed to whip it down, but not before, and it was a Mirror Football. I saw it on Mirror Football today that managed to get a screen grab of it, of the player profile, Luka Modric, before they've even signed.
A bit naughty. Teams have done that in the past.
Chelsea didn't.
I remember Everton famously put a story saying they'd signed Juan Román Riquelme. They then said was just a test that somebody decided to put a random player.
I don't even know that much about websites, but I know that you've got the option to put something live or not.
All you've got to do is create it and wait till it's
signed, well then click live.
And surely if you're testing, if you're some web developer, you're going to put Sean Miller has signed for Crystal Palace rather than putting Gabriel Batistuta has signed for Crystal Palace.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Palace could do with both of those players the way things are. I'd take Sean Miller in their team for definite.
Well.
Right, one quick little thing from me. Beautiful Game, which is at Boot E4 Game. On Twitter, they were at the Jules game last night. I don't really know why, but they posted a video of the goal from the main Wickham stand. It's quite funny. I'll put it on the site later. It made me laugh because he's in the Wickham end, but he's obviously supporting Gillingham. I don't know if he's a Jules fan because he might be an Arsenal fan. Probably just looks out from whatever. But the goal goes in, and he gives it like a stifled sort of yes, but he actually sort of celebrates in the home end. So my question to you boys is: have you ever done it? And would you, go on, Sean, you've got a story from it because I've been in a few home ends. What they said, which is quite right, is that if you're in the Wickham end, it's a bit different to being in like the Mill end or maybe the Palace end or something like that. But point scenario list: so you're at watching Arsenal versus Spurs, you're in the Arsenal end, just families around you, so there's no one sort of going to kick off. Do you celebrate if Spurs score in the 60th minute? Or do you sort of stand up and do the clap?
I'd have to be really, really certain there wasn't anyone around me that was ready.
Because even in the Wickham, it just takes one idiot.
I would sit there and so if Spurs had scored, I'd sit there on my hands and I'd be biting my tongue and screaming on the inside as much as possibly.
This is why it made me laugh, because this guy's videoing it and he's like, yes!
And I was just brilliant.
Unless I was with probably Stuart Hall.
You need someone big.
Yeah,
a bit of backup there.
Because otherwise, no.
Sean, what was your
When I was 15, I went up to Coventry and we needed to get a result and hope other results went our way to make the playoffs. Our last game of the season. And my mate managed to get us three of us tickets in one part of the Coventry home end and another two tickets in another bit. I was in the upper tier back at the old Highfield Road, which was where all the family sat. I had quite a few kind of
in the Covent,
quite a few kind of elderly people around. We got to chatting to them. They were really nice, really civilised. We went 2-0 down at half time. We drew 2-0 in the end. We kind of celebrated a little bit. It was all really pleasant. My two mates were downstairs.
It's all a little bit pleasant.
My two mates were downstairs with the proper hardcore Coventry fans. And when Coventry scored both
doubling
their goals,
doubling the support.
Yeah, exactly. When Coventry scored both their goals, I think they clearly knew from their actions and whatever.
Because that's the thing, even if you don't celebrate, you know someone's not a fan. I've had it before. Cheltenham fans were sitting in front of me in the Gills game. They didn't celebrate when Cheltenham scored, but I could tell when we scored that they were Cheltenham fans because they just didn't celebrate that either. So I was like, come on.
But yeah, I think when when Coventry got their goals, they kind of tried to rub it in a little bit. They grabbed both our mates by like their heads and were like, hey!
Tried to rub it in a little bit. They've basically
assaulted them, literally gave them a noogie.
Like old school playgrounds. The Coventry hardcore hooligans all come in. Chinese burn!
Give you a noogie.
Chinese Burn probably scored one of the goals, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
There you go.
Fan G, that's his
name. So anyway, so while I was on the website, which is www.bootifulgame, and that's also their Twitter pseudonym as well.
Yep.
I haven't been on there for a couple of weeks, and I found this, and it's absolutely brilliant. Basically, what it lets you do is you put your Twitter ID into their website, and I'm going to tweet the link to this later. You put your Twitter ID in there, and it works out from your amount of your followers what crowd you would be at what ground.
Oh wow.
So I've done,
I'm not putting that in.
I've done it for you, don't worry, Dan. And I've got pictures for people listening. The visual reputation won't be the same, but I'm going to show the guys what their Twitter pseudonym would have done. So first of all, I'll put the football podcast in. So for our 1,152 followers, if we were a football crowd, they'd fill the Robin Park Arena, home of Wigan Robin Park FC.
Hey,
not bad little grounds.
Wigan Robin Park.
For myself, 360 followers, Jim Staples. They look like this crowd watching the Culverton Stadium, home of Tunbridge Wells.
That's not far from where you grew up.
I like this one.
Oh, alright.
If the Boys Silvers 141 followers were a football crowd, they look like this crowd watching at Bloomfields, home of Needham Market.
Excellent.
Just a fat guy with his arse out.
That's a decent crowd.
That's the same for Stuart as well, because you've got roughly the same followers on 179. This is the best one for me.
That's the picture for this week's show.
That's literally one man and his dog.
If Miller Donna Tens, which is Sean Miller sitting at the table, 79 followers were a football crowd, they look like this crowd watching Anchorfield, home of Ringmer FC.
Come on, Ringmer!
Ringworm FC.
It's a dog watching a game.
I'm not being funny. I am now going to start following Needham Market.
Yeah, I'm going to start following Ringmer FC.
But also start following a Beautiful Game as well, because this is absolute genius. So then I thought, right, we've got all the shit grounds, we'll put a few better ones. Simon Ed's got 1,800 followers. They'd fill the Mill Lane, home of Pickering Town FC.
Right. I know a girl from Pickering.
Not as impressive as I thought. In Bed with Maradona, who we speak quite a lot to, or we used to, 14,000 followers. They'd fill the Keymote Stadium, Doncaster Rovers.
Nice.
Pretty good. And then moving up a little bit, Kay Murray. 45,758 followers. Not all of them Borough fans. They'd fill the King
Baldwin.
Home of Belgium, so the Belgium National Stadium. Pretty nice little ground there,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that's good.
And last of all, Sharks cage.
Our colleagues at Mirror Football, 186,000 followers, they'd fill the Santiago Bernabeu 2.18 times over.
All right.
But I prefer Sean Miller's.
That's my favourite team.
One man,
come on, ring
dog.
Man, and his dog.
But I'm going to tweet that link as well. So if you're listening now, have a look on our Twitter feed and the link will be on there. It's worth doing. Even if you've only got a few followers, you might have a dog on there as well. So,
yeah.
And follow them on Twitter. They're at Bootiful Game. Bootiful Game. Go on, fellas, what else we got?
On a sad note, Kevin Sheedy.
Yeah,
Everton legend, won the league in 1985-1987 and the Cup in 1985. First player to score for the Republic of Ireland at World Cup finals. And currently an academy coach at Everton, has been diagnosed with bowel cancer.
Shit.
Hopefully it looks treatable at the moment. Obviously you don't get that much leaked press at the moment, but I know he was a hero of my dad's during the 80s, big Everton fan. So I'm sure we all wish him very well.
Definitely.
We do.
Yeah. Get what we're seeing. Given John's here, should we have a quick update?
Yeah, give us a little Mirror Football update, mate.
Right, well, currently, top of the pile is Owen Curran, Atletico Sagna, with 46 points.
Good work, he sounds Owen. Like an Arsenal fan.
Top of the, I think he is, yeah. Top of the pubcast, individual... Shut up. Top of the individual pubcast pile is Stuart Hawes, Hopeless Hoops.
Oh, I thought it was you, sorry. That's why I was sorry.
I'm second.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have been so horribly immature.
I was thinking...
Who's last?
Last, by a long, long way, is Mr. Simon Head.
Oh, dear.
Seven points. How bad is your team
he literally
left to
bottom?
Be? He's literally bottom.
He put himself in goal.
Simon Head's PSV hangover, 7 points.
And he's bottom of the podcast league.
Bottom of the podcast league.
He's talking about
league,
bottom of the mirror thing, isn't he? It's not going to be many on there. Where's John doing, given it's his competition?
John
and he runs
is
the website.
30th with 21 points.
Pretty perfect.
I'm ahead of John. Brilliant.
Yep. Dan Silver to 24. Silver to 7.
I'm ahead of Jim as well.
It's a marathon,
Jim
not
Staples.
Marathon,
I love you. I love your name, Jim. Brendan Rodgers, boys.
Does.
Quality.
He might be out of work pretty soon. He might be doing that himself. Talking of which, if we can do Brendan Rodgers boys, can we move on? Has anyone got any other news? Or can we move on and start wrapping stuff up? Hogwarts.
Oh, right, yeah.
I've got this email from Cole, our friend Cole Lawson.
Hey, hi,
fellas.
Hey, Cole.
Just going back to the introduction of Hogwarts, where Jim Staples made himself a bit suspect by mentioning that at 14 he thought Emma Watson was a bit tasty. I have to empathise with Jim as I felt the same about Frankie Sanderson of the Saturday stroke S Club Junior.
She was about 11, wasn't she?
But he does go on.
Frankie Sanford, not Sanderson.
Well, he's put Sanderson.
Well, he's got it right.
All right.
Come on, Carl.
Come on, Carl.
I've given me stick on Twitter before.
He does go on. Only difference being I was 13 when I fancied her, and I continue to be same age as Frankie, so I think there's less cause for concern than Uncle Jim.
Well played.
Which is a fair point.
Well,
and he also says, we mentioned that Ramsey was talking about Shawcross coming into the Wales setup. Apparently, I got that wrong. Apparently, he's not that happy about Shawcross potentially coming into the Wales setup.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I'd let
would he be that happy about Frankie Sanford going into the Wales setup?
I reckon. I think he's a big fan by the sounds of it, isn't he?
Yeah, sounds like right. Well, yeah.
I don't know who she is.
You know
that
Frankie?
The fit one with the short hair.
Short hair one.
Banging Wayne Bridge. Actually, I spoke to my old man.
Banging Wayne Bridge. I like that as well. Now I know.
You know, we're talking about...
So subsequently probably banging John Terry.
But my old man was saying it was at the Brighton game at the weekend and never, ever been a fan of Wayne Bridge, right? And the exact same thing happened to me, because we were talking about it. I'm sure it's happened to you boys before. Is that he'd been sitting there the whole game. Obviously, a lot of the Brighton fans, the diehard Brighton fans, chuffed that Wayne Bridge is there, you know, Premier League player, all this sort of thing. Mm. And my old man was saying that the whole game, he was crap the whole game. Every time he went down the wing, didn't know where he was going, sort of looked completely lost.
Which game was he at? The
one at the weekend.
So he went up to Hull? He's hard.
No,
caught.
Sorry, like, no, bro, last night.
0-0.
Yeah, sorry, last night, 0-0. So he was saying, you know, absolute shot, and I've done this exact same thing before. He went about 10 minutes to go, he's turned around to the geezer next to him and gone, told you, how shit was Wayne Bridge
tonight?
What's he done then? 3 seconds later, we'd like to announce this evening's man of the match, Mr. Wayne Bridge.
Oh,
and
oh,
for fuck's sake. Now, how many times has it happened? But it's all relative, isn't it? I did the same thing.
He's pissed up people in the corporate box.
Yeah, it's got to be. I did the same thing with Stuart Downing when we went to the England game. I sat there the whole time, man. What a load of shit he is. Look, he can't do fuck all, can he? What a waste of space. And we'd like to announce the man of the match is Stuart Downing.
Sometimes it's just out of sympathy, though, isn't it?
Best man of the match. Was it right. Venables who picked Beckham? Beckham came on for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it Venables?
No, it wasn't.
Not even sure it was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, name was Beckham.
Was it even football?
We'll leave that one
right,
there.
We'll leave that, yeah.
Right, just before we go, we've got another iTunes review.
Yes.
This one is from Del Boxall.
Cheers, Del.
Stumbled on this podcast back in May.
Cheers, we haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. I've seen it.
No, it's a five stars.
All right.
Stumbled on this podcast back in May and have not missed one since. Real people talking real football. Great stuff. Refreshing change from a lot of the dull things out there, like Stuart Orr. Keep up the good work, lads.
Yeah,
and he's at AB McPart. It's a really bad Twitter name.
Carpet thing.
Oh, you're yes.
Oh, ABM carpet
clean. I've been saying for years we need someone who can read.
I thought that was his name, McCarpet clean.
AB McCarpet clean.
McCarpet clean.
Okay. Wait,
all right, I got it wrong.
Leave it. Leave it. Everyone makes mistakes.
It's on Twitter at ABM Carpet Clean.
Just to make sure that it's at ABM Carpet Clean. As we've said before, if you give us an iTunes review, let us know about it and we will always mention you on the show. More reviews.
Because we don't
get
many.
We have got quite a few now. We've got 27 ratings and they're all about 5 stars. iTunes are going to think we're putting people up to it. I don't know why. Right, Hogwarts will definitely be back next week. I actually had a Hogwarts for this week, but we haven't got time. We haven't got time.
I've got one to put forward to you, so I'll do that.
Beautiful. Go on to the website. www.footballpodcast.co.uk.
Email it out, Jim.
Email us like Carl did. banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. All complaints, as ever,
at Simon Head, but don't go there for your fantasy football advice because he's rubbish.
Yep. Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast and visit the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk.
And if you need your carpet cleaning, ABM do a great job.
Yeah, definitely. ABM carpet cleaning, I always say that.